This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Take talk with you anywhere with the all-new Talk 1370 app. Listen to your favorite shows, keep up with the latest breaking news, and more. Search for Talk 1370 in the App Store or find the links at talk1370.com.
It's anywhere I need.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome to Speed City with John Massengill, Les Kaiser, and Jonathan Green. It's the fastest hour on the radio. Speed City.
Good evening, gearheads. Welcome to Speed City. This is John Massengill sitting with Les Kaiser and Jonathan Green, all three of us in the studio tonight. We've had a really awesome day. We've spent some time out at Circuit of the Americas. We've been watching some IndyCar racing on television today.
Butter my butt and call me a biscuit. What a day.
I'm not taking that task.
Okay, Daniel Ricciardo. He tweeted that, actually, didn't he?
Yeah.
I didn't know what the heck he was talking about.
Wait, you're from Texas? It's a Texas expression.
I think it's not. I think it's a Southern expression, but it's not a Texas expression.
Oh, I forget. You guys aren't in the South, right?
Well, and see, Texas, it's its own thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm aware of what the Lone Star State is.
Texas is like a whole other country.
There you go.
See, and just because you got your grain card, you're not necessarily Texan, so watch it, buddy.
Our producer's paying attention. That's great.
He always pays attention. How dare you? How very dare you?
Oh, man, we got a great show tonight. Not only do we have the IndyCar winner, Will Power, on the show here in about 20 minutes or so, but we have Johnny O'Connell joining us, and Johnny is racing. He races for Cadillac and those badass-looking CTSVs, ATSVs, yeah. All the Vs in the Pirelli World Challenge, which is coming here to COTA in just a very short amount of time, and he's going to be with us here momentarily, actually. And then we were out at COTA today because Sammy Hagar is in town.
Yeah, the Red Rocker.
Hey, it's always fun when we get called to host somebody, and who wouldn't want to host Sammy Hagar?
Sammy Hagar, man, we had a blast out there today. And he was actually just filming a segment for his television show that's on Access TV, and he was in town
He'll be at the concert tonight. Well, he's still over at the Circuit of the Americas. They've got Foreigner and Cheap Trick tonight. Cheap Trick, easy for me to say, tonight. And he's going backstage to do an interview. That's what the show is about. It's great. But he also loves his fast cars and Texas. And
yeah. So, yeah, we got an interview we did with Sammy here in just a few minutes. And you know what, Jonathan, why don't you tell the story of this? Because this is really cool how this happened with Sammy Hagar.
Well, yeah, I used to do some work for Access TV, which were then HDNet. That's how people know them, Mark Cuban's company. And I used to do that. They've done some motor racing, and they used to do the Race of Champions. And so I used to do it for them in Europe. And I got to know, you know, I did over several years, and so I got to know the producers and so on. And suddenly, out of the blue, the producer, I haven't spoken to him in years, calls me and he goes, hey, you know.
You're in Austin.
You know the circuit. He goes, where can we take Sammy? I was like, well, first of all, you'll take it down one I-130 because they don't drive 55 there. They go 85. And I goes, of course, you got to come to the track. And
The fastest speed limit in the country. You got to show him that.
Yeah, and then Ferrari came out the woodwork and got ourselves a 458.
Yeah, Ferrari of Austin provided him a 458 to ride around with on Circuit of the Americas. It was a blast.
It was a good day to have Boyle, and what a great guy. I mean, no question. I was a huge Sammy Hagar and Van Halen fan, and, you know, I mean, so it's so cool meeting up with one of your boyhood heroes, but he was a pleasure to be with.
Yeah, for just coincidentally, it was my very first concert ever. He was opening for Boston. So, yeah, I didn't even get a chance to tell him that today. I didn't want to seem like a fanboy.
Les went full on.
Yeah, hey. Les brought his bottle of tequila, have him take it.
I think he just carries it around with him.
Hey, it was in the car.
Yeah.
I've been a fan of Sammy's for a very long time, but I'll tell you, you know, you Austinites will know what this means. I saw Sammy back in the days that he played the Austin Coliseum down on Riverside.
How old are you?
That was back in the 14th century Coliseum when the Romans were here.
Inside the racetrack for the Austin Aquafest road races.
Oh,
so
that's
there
cool,
you go.
Wes. That's cool.
Tell you another story, Grandpa.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to have that interview with Sammy Hagar we did here in a few minutes. But right now, we've got a badass race driver on the phone because we want to welcome Johnny O'Connell back to Speed City. Welcome back, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Ah, well, thanks for coming back on. We're very excited to get you back here into Austin in those beautiful Cadillac race cars.
Well, you know what? And for all the fans of Pirelli World Challenge, it's not just a Cadillac. I heard you talking Ferrari about Sammy. You know, you've got the Ferraris, you've got the Bentleys, you've got the Porsches, you know, the McLarens. You know, Pirelli World Challenge right now racing is as good as it's ever been. And so we're delighted to be back, and it's going to be a pretty awesome weekend.
Yeah, Pirelli World Challenge, obviously one of our favorites. You get down there with all those gorgeous cars, you get down close to them. So it's just a couple weeks, guys, when we Pirelli World Challenge back at Circuit of the Americas. I don't know how many times now you guys have been here, but it's a very popular event. Great for kids, too. I mean, it's a family event. It's really one of our favorites.
Well, you know, one of the nice things about, you know, about sports car racing in general is the proximity that you can get to the cars and the drivers and all that kind of stuff. And this weekend, last year was a very nice for me because we won. And that was my crappy Italian accent.
No, that's good.
Pick it up.
Well, it's from a Cadillac driver, so that's close enough.
But this year, you know what? What the series instituted was for half of the races, a two-driver format for an hour. It's called Sprint X. And so I'll be sharing the number three red Cadillac with Ricky Taylor. And my teammate, Michael Cooper, will be sharing the blue number eight Cadillac ATS-V with Jordan Taylor. So we're looking forward to it. It's an interesting format. You know, after 25 minutes, the pits open. You do a pit stop where you just do a driver change. One guy gets out, the other guy gets in, and then brings it home. So
no tires, no fuel, no nothing, huh? Just a driver change?
Just driver change. I wish they did fuel, and I wish they did tires, and maybe it'll develop, into that. But just a little extra razzle dazzle. So, and this weekend there'll be three races. So we'll have a race Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So the fans are definitely going to get their money's worth.
I'll tell you what, if you had a fantasy pick, I mean, to pick either Taylor to go around Cota, those guys, like, it's like they grew up here. They whenever they're in any car, Cota, they win.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what. You know what? It, like any sport, there are moments where you get in the zone. And this year, you know, in their Cadillac DPI, you know, they've been dominant. You know, they found something. And that's one of the cool things about racing is every now and then, and you look back through the history where, you know, you can go back to early 90s in IMSA where Toyota with their GTP car found something. Before that, it was Nissan with their GTP or Chevrolet with the Intrepid, where you find something and you have a dominant season. Well, you know, they've got like a little sprinkle of something in their Cadillac, and they have been dominating this year. And so, yeah, it is, you know, whenever a driver is in that zone, it's good to have them around. So we've been doing well. In our car, we've had a little bit of bad luck, but I tell you what, either on the number eight car, both must be Irish. Because they've been so lucky, and so all the luck has gone their way, but they've been driving well, and they are right now leading that Sprint X championship, and hopefully in Austin they can close it out.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you, you know, I mean, we talk about how similar the cars are that you're going to see on track for the PWC cars. Last time, Johnny and I were talking out of the track. He was here for Cadillac Driver's Day. Real cool lesson. He and Cooper were here. And, you know, what was neat is the new Vs come with a data overlay. So if you have the new ATS-V and CTS-V, you can do this. They put both of their times in the street-driven cars against
the race car
participants and showed them how much of a difference it is with drivers. And I'll tell you, Johnny was screaming in that thing. He was having a good time. He was smiling all day. He had to be good with that.
Well, you know what? One of the neat things is that, you know, through the V series, and there's the ATS-V and the CTS-V, it's really promoting the athleticism and performance that is Cadillac. And that permeates every single Cadillac that is built, but primarily those cars. And it's really kind of re-educating the world. And the program that you're talking about, and we're doing that again in about a month, is called V-Lab. And it's open to everybody. You can just get on the Cadillac website and check it out. And for like $1,000, you get a day, you know, on a circuit like COTA, and where you're getting instruction, but the opportunity to drive these cars, and you know what, they're just phenomenal, and it is the reason that we race these cars. You know, one of the things that Cadillac likes to brag about is that you can literally take these cars from the showroom to the racetrack, and they're fully track capable. And so they're, you know, and also the technology transfer. There's a lot of things that we've learned through racing that get put onto the street cars. And so it's for General Motors and Cadillac in particular, very beneficial program.
You know, I think that Cadillac it's one of the greatest stories really in, you know, the American automobile industry with all the ups and downs it's had. Cadillac's one of the greatest stories because, you know, that magnetic ride suspension, the V series, it's really a phenomenal story because it's kind of returned the brand, maybe not to the pinnacle where it was in the, I don't know, 60s or whatever, 50s, 60s, but it's really a huge turnaround. And honestly, it's one of my favorite cars. If my bucket list would probably be the CTS-V wagon with a 6-speed. And those are so hard to find.
That is a car that's gone up in value. It is a rare car because it's such a sleeper car. I actually, for road and track, I think it was Motor Trend, tried to do an 8-minute lap in one of those cars in the CTS-V wagon around the Nürburgring. Unfortunately, it was wet the day I tried to do it. I only did like an 8:08. I missed it by 8 seconds. But they are insane how good they are. And one of the things that kills me, it's like the biggest secret in the world, what Cadillac is these days. And, you know, but we're very fortunate in that the leadership at General Motors, you know, there's a guy named Mark Royce. I think he's president now or whatever. He's a driver. He's an engineer. He's a top guy, you know, leading tip of the spear type person that is a driver and gets performance and wants performance in these cars. And the same with the guy that's the president right now of Cadillac, a guy named Johan Denisis. He also understands the relationship between racing and high performance cars. And so it has been, you know, again, I spent 10 years racing the Corvette, had an amazing time, but am enjoying beyond words my relationship with Cadillac, because we really are moving the brand forward. And if there's just one thing I hope fans do and people that you know, have an affection towards racing do, is get down to a Cadillac dealership and just try them out, because the car sells itself.
Well, Johnny O'Connell, thank you so much for calling to Speed City. We're going to be looking for you September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd out at Circuit of the Americas for Pirelli World Challenge. Get your tickets at circuitoftheamericas.com. Johnny, thanks for coming on Speed City, buddy. We will see you when you get here.
Outstanding, guys. Can't wait to be in Austin. Love that city and love that racetrack.
Thanks,
Travel
Johnny.
Safe, buddy.
Talk to you soon. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Speed City live in Austin, Texas. We'll be back after some quick messages.
Motorcycles in this part of the country for long, no doubt you know of Buzz Motorcycle Shop. Bud left this world a while back, but his legendary Harley service rides on. No longer is Bud's in downtown Austin. It is now Ravel's Heavy Duty, and they've moved out by the Formula One track. You'll see all the familiar faces, so bring in your new, used, and abused. But there's no sign of shiny showroom prices. So check it out at Ravel'sHeavyDuty.com.
Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself. Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane. The racetrack. It's where legends are born, where only the finest machines earn their reputation for innovation and dominance. Such are the nameplates you'll find at Aston Martin of Austin, Lotus of Austin, Bentley Austin, and Rolls-Royce Motorcars. Austin exotic, iconic automobiles, whose racing heritage turns everyday driving into an inspiring journey, because you're never just along for the ride. Highway 183 north of McNeil Road.
Making talk radio great again.
Somebody has to come out and tell it like it is.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hey, this is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar. You are listening to Speed City. Woo!
Hey, I wonder if he did. Did he get out to the 85 mile an hour speed limit out there?
I don't know. He's going to try it.
You know that Suburban went down there, his limo that he was in.
A lot of people don't realize that is the fastest speed limit. In fact, fastest speed limit in North
the
America.
US, yeah.
But I believe that the only other faster speed limits are the ones that are like the Autobahn that are kind of wide open that say you can go as fast as safe or whatever. So it's pretty crazy. That's right here in little old Austin.
Finally, we found somebody with a daily driver that's worth talking about.
That's true. It's true. All right. Well, let's go ahead. I want to go ahead and play this interview we did with Sammy Hagar out at Circuit of the Americas. I don't know what, about 3 hours ago. He was out there getting ready for his new television show, or for his television show, a new episode that it's on Access TV. So let's hear it from Sammy Hagar.
Okay, Speed City fans, we are here with the one and only Sammy Hagar. The Red Rocker has tried the Circuit of the Americas for the first time, and for the first time on Speed City. Sammy, what did you think of the track?
It's awesome. It's got everything you want. You got a good long straight where you get some real good speed. You got a lot of real tight turns. You got this S thing going on here. You can have a lot of fun on this track. Even if you're an amateur like me, you know, I just singing a song like I can't drive 55 my whole life. I couldn't drive 55 in a couple of these turns. That's for damn sure. But hey, listen, on the straightaway, I think I got about 130, so I'm happy.
We've said all along since they built 130 that they should have renamed it Sammy Hagar Boulevard or something, because it's 85 the freeway right out here.
Is that right? Well, maybe I should move back to Austin where my wife come from. My father's from Odessa, and my wife's from Austin, so that kind of makes me a Texan now, don't it?
Now, we got your Ferrari today because we knew you were a Ferrari fan. Tell us about what you like and what you drive at home.
Well, I have a lot of cars, but my Ferrari collection is pretty extensive. I go back to a Daytona and a 512 Boxer, and I have a LaFerrari and I have a 599, so it's really
it's a big garage.
Well, there's more than that, but I mean, the versatility is great, but I don't own any of the newer V8s, the mid-engine jobs, because I'm a front-engine V12 guy. But I have a little 308. But point is that car blew my mind. That thing was fast, and it handled a lot better than I can know what to do with. I didn't even come close to getting loose or taking it, you know, full out. And I was very impressed with that car. And the Ferrari guys, they're always trying to sell me one of the little V8s. I'm saying, come on, I'm a V12 guy, man. Now I think I understand what they're talking about. That car is agile.
Well, you've been far more impressive than any of the racing drivers that come on the show. They all drive really boring SUVs, so at least you drive something fun.
Oh, I drive good cars. Oh, yeah. I got a bunch of old muscle cars. I got a Ford GT40.
I've been a collector my whole life. I love cars.
And how's the show going? Access TV. I've worked with them myself. Great bunch. But a great show. You're basically interviewing fellow rock and rollers around the world. You're doing Foreigner here. But it's a great it's a great fit for you.
Well, the reason it works is because I'm in the same business as these guys. You know, when a journalist walks in a room in a suit and a tie, or even if he's not, you're automatically thinking, oh, I don't trust this guy. Who knows what he might try to trick me into saying something and then put it in big headlines. You know, Sammy Hagar says Eddie Van Halen, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? So when I walk in the room, they're disarmed. Hey, Sammy, what's going on? Hey, let's jam. Let's have a good time. So I start talking to them about the life we live, and it makes the show a lot deeper, a lot more interesting. People like John Mellencamp, he said things to me that his manager said, I've never heard John talk like that to anybody. I said, he's never been interviewed by one of his buddies, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it works.
Good. When is it? You've got another season of shooting here at the moment. You're on the road yourself. You're still playing, obviously. What's your next gig? When are you coming back to Texas?
Well, again? I mean, I'm doing some shows in September, about 12 shows. But I don't know where they're going to be.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, I just get on the plane and get off the plane. Get on and off the plane, into the hotel, out of the hotel. But I know I'm playing Dallas and Houston area. Sugarland, actually, not Houston. I'm playing Sugarland. And we're going to play right up to September, the end of September, around October 1st. And I go to Cabo for my birthday bash. And it's always a big fun down there. So, I don't know. I'm having a good time.
Listen, Sammy Hagar, it's great to have you here in Austin, Texas. Thanks for coming. I'm glad you enjoyed going around the circuit.
I love Texas. Thank you.
Oh, man, yeah, that was so much fun.
He genuinely was having some fun, wasn't he?
All right, well, guys, we're going to go to a break again real quick, because when we come back, Will Power, today's IndyCar winner at Pocono, the Triangle, is going to join us next. You're listening to Speed City from Austin, Texas. Back after these messages.
Augusta motorcycles are the epitome of Italian style, precisely crafted with a passion for two-wheel art on wheels. Ducati Austin are the only MV Augusta and Ducati factory authorized technicians in Austin, servicing all European brands. Check the Brutale Sport Naked, the most extreme essential naked bike ever. Or the Turismo Veloce 800, the first revolutionary tourer to be built by MV Augusta. Or if you want a pedigree steeped in racing, then look no further than the World Supersport winning triple F3, 675 and 800. Or go all out for the ultimate legendary F4 MV Agusta. Italian style with Texas soul. Trade-in, consignments welcome, and financing available. Ducati Austin and the home of MV Agusta at 818 Breaker Lane, just east of I-35. Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas, with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself. Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane.
Take talk with you anywhere. On your computer or smartphone, log on to talk1370.com.
A beautiful, beautiful sight.
Stay connected with Talk 1370, the right choice.
Suckers walk, money talks, but it can't touch my three-lock box.
Hi, this is Mario Andretti, and this is Speed City.
Welcome back to Speed City.
You think Mario's ever introduced Sammy Hagar someplace?
I bet Sammy Hagar and Mario Andretti have crossed paths,
I bet they have.
That would make sense.
All right, guys. Will Power has crossed paths with Sammy Hagar.
Probably both of them. We're very excited, guys, because we have the winner of today's IndyCar race, Will Power, on the line. Will, welcome to Speed City, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Congratulations on an awesome victory today at the Triangle.
It was a very eventful day, I have to say. Not really how I expected it to pan out, but really, really stoked to win.
Tell us a little bit about it, because you came back from a lap down at one point. You had to go in because there was, am I right saying, damage to the front of the car?
The a piece failed on the front of the car, so I lost all my front grip. So they come in and replace the front wing, and then I got damage on the rear wing, so they had to replace that. But we got our lap back, and then started making hay, getting through the field, pumping out some fast laps, and ended up in the lead. So, that was pretty one I'll remember. I can't remember being a lap down, coming back and winning a race. So that's pretty cool.
Well, and also the last few laps with Joseph breathing down your neck, Alexander Rossi really pumping for a race win, all of you in contention, of course, and it just came down to a couple of moves. Was there anything particularly in those last few laps that you felt like you did defensively that allowed you to hold on?
I was very defensive out of turn two because I knew if I left the inside open, he would get me, so that's why I moved so aggressively to the left, and that was the key to the win, because you can't go on the outside in three. There's too many marbles, and there wasn't enough grip out there. So, that was pretty a lot of pressure at the end, but we were able to stay cool and get the win.
Well, congrats. I see it's your 32nd IndyCar win, breaking a three-way tie now with Dario Franchitti and Paul Tracy. That's a pretty great list, and that's a lot of IndyCar wins. Congrats.
Yeah, that is actually when I think about it. When I start 2006, but really, really stoked to be in company of Dario Franchitti and Paul Tracy. I mean, these guys are legends of the sport, and it's just cool to be in that company.
And the important thing for this today was the fact that it puts you in some ways, or in many ways, back into contention. I mean, not that you were ever out of it, but a third win now, and the points gap is enough with the time left that you can head to Sonoma, hopefully still there.
We're right in the game, believe me. 42 points is not much when there's the amount. That's what is it? It's more than 200 points on the table.
Yeah.
So we can win this. I'm going to do my absolute best to the end. I want to win my second championship.
Oh, I love it. And, we were joking around. We had another Aussie on. We'll get to him later on. But what's with you guys and shoeys? Are you going to join in this whole shoey thing that Ricardo has started in F1?
I need to do that. I used to be a bit of a germaphobe, but now I don't really care. Once you've had a kid, do that in a heartbeat. But yeah, the shoey. That's pretty cool that Ricardo came up with that. I love it.
It's actually kind of disgusting if you think about it, but I'd love it if you were to pick up that tradition.
I have to say, it is pretty disgusting. It's when he gives a shoe to someone else.
Yeah.
They actually drink it. I'd be like, no, I don't really want to do that. I'll get my own shoe and do it.
Yeah, right.
Someone else's sport that's been sweating in a Formula 1 car.
Yeah, here's my handkerchief. Yeah.
Oh, there was
probably a few races worth of sweating that day. But I guess alcohol is
kills germs.
In some way, yeah, kills germs. So, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think we're going to watch for this. We're going to see when he gets on podium again. We're going to see who he hands his shoe to.
Who he hands it to.
So what you got next? Well, I mean, obviously, the race is to come. Do you get a bit of time off before you're back in the seat again?
No time off. Straight next weekend.
Like, yeah, that's what I thought.
Two more weeks straight. So it's an oval that no one's been to or raced at. A couple of guys tested there, so it's going to be interesting. Short weekend, so you got to be on your toes to get the car right. And man, going to do my best. Just keep pushing. I want to get it done.
And it really has been an interesting battle between Chevrolet and Honda this year as well. Besides just the inter-team rivalry, Penske, Ganassi, and so on, I've been really interested to see that both you guys have been kind of taking one win here, one win there, and there's not really been a dominance that we've seen in the past.
It's been a good battle. I mean, obviously Honda definitely, had their stuff together at the 500, but Chevy's come on strong now. And, you know, you see at Texas, the last two super speedways, Texas and here, I feel like, I mean, obviously being right in the game, but maybe a bit of an advantage. So, yeah, it's been a good battle.
Well, hopefully, and just so people know, double points at the final round. So pretty much, I mean, anybody in the top five, which you are in, effectively is going to see it out now, barring a mechanical difficulty or whatever. But double points, it makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Double points is a huge difference, especially when you're chasing. I think if you're leading, you don't want it. But,
yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. You can imagine the swing there. Like, it can be an 80-point swing. So, you're absolutely in the game. Even if you're within 40 points there, you're still well in the game. But if you're within 20 points of the leader, you can control your own destiny just by winning the race.
Yeah. Well, so what about next week? Talk about that, the particulars of that racetrack. What do you do different to win, or what's the car set up? Anything particular about next week?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very similar to Phoenix. It probably is going to race better, though. It's more open. It's a bit longer. I feel like Chevy's going to have an advantage there, like we have had at the short ovals this year. A few people have tested there. They just resurfaced it. I think it's going to be, no one knows how it races yet. Just got to make sure you know what you want from the car.
Well, I know today, I mean, it's funny, it's victories like today. It's not the Indy 500. It may not be, you know, the biggest race of your career, and it's just one of 32. But I know when you got out of the car, I heard you talking to the reporter, and you kind of, you didn't sigh with relief, but you were like, you knew you'd been in a battle. This was a big one, wasn't it?
It was a big one. Man, I am tired. I am so mentally exhausted. You see, like, when you're lapped down, you're in all that traffic, and, oh, man, so many close calls.
Yeah,
but a memorable win, come from a lap down to win it. Very, very stoked. Very stoked. The guys did a great job in the pits, and team did a fantastic job, and I did my job on the track. So, yeah, we're right there in amongst it for the championship.
Well, and I know you've got to be exhausted. I was the three of you guys at the end with Rossi and Newgarden behind you. I mean, it looked like there was no margin for error. A single tiny error, and you would have lost that lead.
No, exactly. Exactly. Just couldn't make a mistake. Had to be very smart how you defended, not to slow yourself up at the last turn there. And, it was a fierce battle. I thought I was going to have it easy there when I had a big lead. And slowly they're telling me, you know, it's getting smaller and smaller, and then they're on me. I'm like, oh, man, we're going to have to fight this out. But, it worked out very well.
I know you're tired, but now you're going to go back to fathering duties. I've got to ask you, we've asked you about your daily driver. Has it changed now you've got Junior on board, baby on board? Do you have a more reliable SUV?
I have a Chevy Suburban.
There you go.
Long thing.
Yeah. There we go. Got the third seat in it now. Here we go.
That's a respectable family car. Yeah.
I'm a full family man now. Full family man, not going to see me drive around in a Ferrari or the old Suburban. Which I have to say, this Chevy Suburban is a fantastic car.
Oh,
family
car. That's what I had. Growing up with all my kids, that's exactly what I drove. I bet we had.
You've got the hippie hybrid version, don't you?
We do. I got the Tahoe hybrid now, but when we had all the kids small, we had the Suburban, man. That was the ultimate family hauler, and you could haul boats and everything else behind it, too. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, go to your local Chevy store and pick one up.
Nice plug.
Great. Nice work, Will.
Hey, Will, if you come down here, join us, spend the day with us. You heard the music coming in. We spent the day with Sammy Hagar out at Circuit Americas. If you come, we'll go get you a Z06 or something to go play in. How's that, buddy?
You can play.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it. Let's do it.
Come on down. Okay. Hey, well, listen, best of luck for the remaining races. We will be watching, and hopefully we'll be talking to you again because you'll do it again. But long way to go yet, even though it's getting to that business end, right?
Oh, yeah. I really hope I'm speaking to you guys at the very end of the year, but a few times in between as well. So.
Fair enough.
Awesome. Will Power.
We'll go get some rest, yeah.
Congratulations, buddy. Thanks for coming back on Speed City.
Thanks, man.
We'll do. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Travel safe.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. Chevy Suburban. I mean, when you hear family car, you think, obviously, the first thing that comes to your mind is minivan, and then there's crossovers. But Suburban, that's a manly man's.
I'll admit it. Texas, we are overwhelmed with the Giants, you know, SUVs. Suburban being the most popular one that you will see around.
And they will drift around the corners on 2222.
Yes. If you say so. 2222 is a curvy road. Folks.
That's a racetrack, right?
It is a racetrack. Oh, not really. Not really. No, I would never drive fast. No. Never go over the speed limit. I would never do that.
No.
Hey, we took our break early, so we got a few minutes. So I want to talk about Formula One. Before we go to Thomas Randall, another Aussie,
which is great. It's a good segue.
Yeah, but before we do that, I want to talk about Formula One because
yes, sir.
You know, obviously our whole world is born out of the Circuit of the Americas and Formula One coming to Austin and everything else, and we've had every
Les was born at the Circuit of the Americas.
Yeah, I think so. But
back
we've had
the
all
day.
These boxes that we've ticked along the years, right? We've talked about, okay, we got us a track. Well, then we had an American driver. We had Alexander Rossi. And then lo and behold, we had an American team. It's Haas Formula, Haas F1 team. And we've talked about how we're going to grow the sport, right? How we're going to grow the audience. And we've watched soccer, you know, kind of during the same time. Soccer is all of a sudden, we see soccer in primetime television and stuff, and I'm thinking, what can we do to get Formula One there? Well, Liberty Media, I think, has definitely found one of the answers, and that's social media, because there's a great article we tweeted out earlier today about how Formula One now has grown the sport on its social channels faster than virtually any other race series right now. Their increase in from the beginning of this year to the end of to where we are now is over to almost 21% increase in their number of followers. So they've gone from a little under 8 million to almost 10 million followers.
Yeah, and they expected to go to 12. In a weird way, and I agree, it's great news, but I'm not that surprised. And what I mean is that I think a bunch of people were itching to be on social media.
It was low-hanging fruit.
It was low-hanging fruit. You know, the interest in Formula One, and it is odd actually living here because being somebody who's traveled the world and also having grown up in Europe, you know, it's just a given that Formula One is that popular. To soccer, let's say. Yeah. But of course, you know, there are other things here. There are other distractions. There are other shiny things and low-hanging fruit, like football and NBA. And, you know, so it is a very competitive market and a hard market to break, especially IndyCar as well. You know, they've got their own single-seater series and many of them, as well as great IMSA and great, you know, so on and so forth. So Formula One, you know, has to start really pushing hard, and social media is absolutely one of the keys. And if you can be successful there, which they are now being, great.
Yeah, come to Texas and try to supplant football of any kind, high school football, much less college, you know, Longhorns, Aggies, and Dallas Cowboys and Houston Texans. That is a tall order in Texas, for
but
sure.
But I may add, you know, F4, which is coming to Circuit of the Americas 14th to 16th during the WEC weekend, you know, we're going to see a lot of young American talent racing. All of them under 18 years of age, if not around that age. We've had a couple of them on the show, Loomis a couple of weeks ago. I've got Brendan Leach coming. We're going to speak to Thomas Randall, who's another young up-and-coming Aussie. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of talent coming up through, especially American talent. And I think that's only bodes well for the future of what is the last bit of the puzzle, I suppose, is a really Formula One badass stud from the States. And it could be Santino Ferrucci. It could be, it's already good. Gustavo Menezes, but there are several others all the way coming up, you know?
Yeah, it's really encouraging because and it was low-hanging fruit, but there was no effort. It wasn't long ago. Formula One didn't even have a Twitter account at all. They didn't have, they weren't doing anything on YouTube. If you follow YouTube, I mean, if you follow F1 on YouTube now, as compared to even 6 months ago, they are very prolific. Of all my subscriptions in YouTube, they are probably the most prolific right now.
And this
article, they're making a huge effort.
Puts them second to MotoGP, and given that MotoGP are second to none, in my opinion, in doing their social media and their sort of free video media and signing people up, they've been very, very proactive and very aggressive in the last decade. And, of course, they've got Valentino Rossi, and they've got an unbelievable series of great races across the board. So yeah, I think Formula One, finally is not catching up. That's the wrong word, but you know, is equaling. And then we can see from these percentage increases, that it's a massive increase. So
yeah, well, Dorna and MotoGP and World Superbikes did a great job. Like they reached out to Twitter. And if you notice, when you go out and you use a hashtag for some of the driver, for the, some of the riders, it'll put the little, icon. And, you know, those icons, like they look like emoticons, they're there for a reason because they catch your eye, and they did a great job. And that's how, I mean, MotoGP has got more than double the worldwide followers than Formula One. In fact, MotoGP is the number one social total number of followers in all these race series, which includes NASCAR, World Rally, World Superbikes, IndyCar, WEC, Formula E, all those. So they've done a fantastic job, but I'm just excited to see Formula One do that because I think it can move the needle. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Valentino Rossi leading the way in terms of combined MotoGP versus Formula One, ahead of Lewis Hamilton, then Marc Marquez, Jorge Lorenzo, and Fernando Alonso. So, you know, it's kind of as you'd expect in terms of popularity. No big surprises there. And Valentino Rossi continues to be an absolute icon in the sport of motor racing.
Well, you know, as well as Lewis Hamilton's been doing of late, and of course how amazing he is, and Fernando Alonso and stuff, but Valentino Rossi, he is truly a freak of nature in sports right now. I mean, you got to put him up there with guys like Tom Brady and...
Yes, you do.
And LeBron James or whoever, Michael Jordan maybe. Yep. Really, I think Valentino Rossi is probably of our era right now, maybe even above those guys in his accomplishments.
Well, what I'm amazed with him is that, if you remember Michael Jordan, we were trying to compare. I mean, he went off to baseball, came back again.
Came back and won the championship again. Right.
But Valentino hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah.
He has been consistently up there every week in, week out.
And he's 38 years old.
It's a great story. I mean, it really is. And you know, while we chuckle when we say 38, is that, you know, to be a quarterback at 40 is pretty impressive, and we've seen, you know, Brett Favre do what he did, but I mean, to do a motorcycle racer where you're pretty much coming off you know, half the time.
Okay, there could be one thing harder to do than what Valentino Rossi's did, and that's to stay relevant as a rock and roller till you're 70, like Sammy Hagar did.
Oh, so you're giving away his age.
He's turning 70. I couldn't believe it. We saw him today.
He looks about 55. 50.
Yeah,
55. Back to 55 again. Here we go.
All right, well, guys, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to have that interview with Thomas Randall, young and up-and-coming Aussie race driver, and we're going to have a couple of stories.
Poetic, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you listen to Speed City live in Austin. Back after these messages.
If you've ridden motorcycles in this part of the country for long, no doubt you know of Bud's Motorcycle Shop. Bud left this world a while back, but his legendary Harley service rides on. No longer is Bud's in downtown Austin. It is now Revell's Heavy Duty, and they've moved out by the Formula One track. You'll see all the familiar faces, so bring in your new, used, and abused. But there's no sign of shiny showroom prices. So check it out at revellsheavyduty.com.
The racetrack. It's where legends are born, where only the finest machines earn their reputation for innovation and dominance. Such are the nameplates you'll find at Aston Martin of Austin, Lotus of Austin, Bentley Austin, and Rolls-Royce Motorcars. Austin exotic, iconic automobiles whose racing heritage turns everyday driving into an inspiring journey, because you're never just along for the ride. Highway 183 north of McNeil Road. Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas, with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself. Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane.
Talk 1370 is everywhere with the new Talk app. Get it now at talk1370.com.
This is David Hobbs, and you're listening to Speed City.
All right, Jonathan, I want you to introduce this next guest who we interviewed, I don't know, an hour ago or so, because you've known him for a long time.
I have known him for a long time, and I'm really impressed with what he's doing both in and out of the car. His name, Thomas Randall. He's the Toyota Racing Series champion from 2017. And he is following, therefore, in the footsteps of Lando Norris, who recently tested up against Vettel in a McLaren and did pretty good.
Did really good.
Also being compared, if you will, to, you know, to Lance Stroll, who also won the Toyota Racing Series. And we know the rest is history, as it were. So there's Thomas Randall, a young Australian trying to follow in the footsteps of Mark Webber. And I love, the fact that we've got this pulpit of Speed City to bring young drivers to people's attention. We had Jacob Loomis on the show.
Dude, it's in our DNA. Our very first guest was Alexander Rossi.
It says it all.
Back in 2012, before he was anybody. Yeah.
We looked pretty smart over that, you know?
Yeah, we did. Now,
well,
now
there's
we
no
do.
Cameras here.
Hindsight. But Kyle Lockwood, Kirkwood was on, really good guy and definitely going places. You know, I've got an interview I've done with Brendan Leach, but this is Thomas Randall, and he's now racing in the UK and chasing his dream both in single-seaters and in sports cars. And it's somewhat kind of ironic or somewhat poetic that we've just had Will Power on, because that's really where this guy wants to go, is wants to be the next Will Power, wants to be the next Mark Webber.
Yep. So let's go ahead and hear this interview with Thomas Randall.
Yeah, it's been pretty busy, Jonathan. So I got back a couple of weeks after Toyota, and I was actually looking after Lewis Leeds, another guy in the Toyota Racing Series. I was driver coaching him in the Formula Renault. And then I've been doing the British Allen P3 Cup Championship, which is new for this year, and that's all been going really well. And then, yeah, alongside that, I got a call up from AVF, the Spanish Formula Renault team, to do the last six rounds of Formula Renault Euro Cup, which was actually ironic. It was the same championship I was looking after Lewis in. And yeah, I've been doing that as well alongside the LMP3. And that's, yeah, pretty competitive. So it's been a very busy couple of weeks, and I've had four or five weekends on the trot now. So this is my first weekend off.
So are you beating Lewis Leeds? That's the important thing. You're coaching him, but are you better than him?
Well, to be honest, I'm pretty sure I've beaten him in every race I've done so far. So, sorry, Lewis. You might have to come and get some more tips and tricks off me. But we're actually racing. We're racing next weekend at Paul Ricard. So, I probably don't want to speak too soon.
But I like the way he said that. He said, "I'm pretty sure he knows exactly
where he is." Yeah.
Racers don't do things pretty sure.
Well, my first race, I DNF'd, and he would have beaten me, but then he actually got flipped by his teammate, so technically he didn't beat me in that one.
That's a technicality for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of Europe? I mean, obviously you've waited a long time and you've done a lot of racing in your short career, but racing in Europe, that's the epitome for an Aussie, following in the footsteps of a Mark Webber and all those that have gone before. What's your impression of, first of all, being based in England and being almost at the heart of motor racing?
Yeah, well, that's the whole reason I came over, because this is where I believe the heart of motor racing is. Yeah, England's not too bad. I think where I live is pretty quiet. I'm only about 5 minutes from Snetterton Circuit, so there's not a lot to do around where I am. But the racing's fantastic in the UK, and Europe is unbelievable. I mean, this is the first proper European championship I'm doing. I did a couple rounds of the 3.5 last year, but in terms of a bit more of a long-term championship, you know, this is very competitive. And I definitely got a shock when I got into it, because it's one of those championships where you think you've done an absolutely mega lap and you might still be half second off. But, you know, I got to the first round at the Hungara Ring, and I'd never been to the place. So it's been a good year in terms of learning new circuits, because four of the six rounds I'm doing, I've never been to. And yeah, I got to Hungary, and we had at least we got to have a test day, which was good. And you know, that all went really well. Qualified P2 in my group in the wet, first time in the wet, so that was pretty awesome. But the racing's just extremely intense. You know, it just reminds me of the Toyota Racing Series, except there's just more good guys. You know, the Toyota probably had, you know, 7 or 8 good guys, where you've got 15 or 16 guys who can really win a race or, you know, finish in the top 3, top 5. So you can't afford to make a mistake. And, you know, our last round was at the Red Bull Ring, which is not a very long circuit. So any sort of mistake there and you can be starting P15, you know, and a 10th or 2 might have got you in the top 5. So it's a extremely tough championship, but I definitely feel like it's improving me as a driver.
Well, Jonathan, I am anxious to follow this young Thomas Randall.
But I'll tell you, he's the real deal.
Yeah, and we're going to have the full interview up in a podcast. It was probably 15, 20 minutes, so we'll put that up as a podcast up on speedcitybroadcast.com. By the way, while I'm thinking about it, we don't talk about it enough, but one of the best ways to listen to Speed City is, of course, because we have more than just a radio show, but we've got all of our podcasts up on iTunes. And, of course, all of them up on our website at speedcitybroadcast.com.
Or you can just hang out at Les's house. That's the best way to listen to Speed City. I mean, you know, that's like, you know.
Because if they come over, they're in charge of the rejoins and, you know, playing the music. And
okay, but you'll serve drinks, right?
Well, until this bottle's empty.
I mean, we're sitting here with a bottle of tequila on the studio desk.
Signed by Sammy Hagar.
Signed by Sammy Hagar. But it's still sealed. As I don't really...
Yeah, Sammy said, you know, no, we're not opening it until the microphones are turned down. So
no, he said until the sun goes down.
Oh, the sun goes down. Okay. Yeah, well... Okay, Sammy.
Yeah, see, you learn something with age.
All right, boys, I want to transition to the World Endurance Championship because they're coming to our little town of Austin, Texas, in a very short order. And so, you know, it's just a bit of history with the Lone Star Le Mans. It's like starting with nearly a century of the legendary 24 Hours Le Mans has been, in, you know, been the main marquee event for endurance racing. But here at the Lone Star Le Mans, here in Austin, Texas, and little old Elroy at Circuit of the Americas, the tradition has been, what, now 4 years now? So I'm really excited for looking forward to this, Jonathan.
It's a great event. And this year, it really is a big event, too, because not only do we have the 6 hours of the Lone Star Le Mans, slightly different times this time, so check out the schedules. We don't go on into the late night this time. But more importantly, we've got a bumper support class, including the Ferrari Challenge, including... V8s,
yep,
which
Formula.
I'm really looking forward to. That's where Robert Kubica, that's where Will Power actually made their names back in the day. So this is the first time it's leaving European shores to come to the United States. So definitely one. And there's some badass drivers in it, too, who are on the way to Formula One, if not Indy, in the next few years. So definitely worth a look. Then we've got the F4, the US F4, and we've had a few drivers already on the show. We'll have more on as the weeks progress, but you know, it's a really, really good, strong single-seater group of drivers coming here, as well as the badass World Championship winners, and Porsche and Toyota, and of course the last chance to see the mighty Porsche in action, led by Earl Bamba and Brendan Hartley, who are, you know, absolutely having a fantastic year of it. And I think it's, and also Ford leading GT Pro my good old mate Andy Prio. So Ford flying high, and we'll be coming in here as championship leaders. So that's,
it's really,
well, I hope that, because they're gonna go to Mexico first.
Yeah, I would forget how amazing this is. I mean, you also got the Ferrari Challenge to add to that little nice little list, but this is just really one of those incredible series that's got so much history behind it. But I do want to talk about the future at some point in this conversation with LMP1. We talked about it a little bit in the last couple of weeks, but I don't want to focus on that just yet. I want to talk, because also right before they come to COTA, they go to Mexico too.
Yeah, they got a full 6 hours of Mexico, and that's an important event for them because of both the championship. Obviously, we're getting down to the business end. They've got a few more rounds after COTA, but racing at altitude in Mexico City always has its own sort of throw-ups, as it were. It's a Formula One track like Circuit of the Americas, which is always tricky. It sounds like you've got a massive circuit, but when you get these guys out, four different classes and different speeds, then it gets really interesting. And I think Mexico, I think you can see it on Fox Sports. Look out for the listings on there, but well worth a look, and get yourself ready for the big boys coming. And don't forget, you can be around this sport. You can get on the grid beforehand. I'll be out there shouting and screaming and talking to some drivers. But no, we want people to come in, and we want them to get onto the grid, get up close to the cars, maybe meet some drivers. It's a very inclusive event.
I'll tell you
event.
Flat out, one of the favorite people just to stand back, you know, for us, is watch people come up and meet Johnny O'Connell.
Yeah.
That was just on. And he is one of the most likable guys in person. He's fun. He'll take pictures. And, you know, if the car's sitting there available, they'll put a kid in the seat and get a picture of the kid. It's like, they get it.
Yeah. Two events coming to the Circuit of the Americas. If you've got little Johnny or little Jennifer and they're interested in any form of cars, this is probably the closest you're going to get to real sports cars, both exotic and production-based, in both PWC in September 3rd and World Endurance Championship on September 16th.
Hey, I also want to talk, this is like all Coda All show today, but I want to talk about the F4 cars that saw out in the garage that Sammy Hagar also went and checked those bad boys out.
Yeah, he didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it is so crazy to look at those cars and go that you're going to be able to get out here and race those cars on Circuit of the Americas. They've got the F4 cars that they're going to be racing. They're building the kart track out there. They've got the Audi experience now mm-hmm. out there.
I mean, and those cars are beautiful. Those Audi R8s are absolutely gorgeous. So.
Hey, I thought it was pretty funny. I mean, okay, you know, we were there, and certainly we had the Ferrari. Well, while Sammy is sitting there, you know, clearing out some of his stuff, he grabs a phone, and he hands it to his wife and goes, "Can you get a picture of me with all these R8s?"
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful shot. It's a beautiful sight. Yeah, it's starting to really come together. That, plus, you've got Barcelona and a new professional team coming to the Circuit of the Americas. And
That's right.
I tell you, that actually has really got me excited, because I've been excited about soccer in this country for a while. But to have it again here, to have a team like Barcelona based here for their summer camps is awesome.
Well, it's just like what I was saying earlier in the show about how soccer has grown the sport in the United States, and this is just a perfect natural extension of it at Circuit of the Americas. I think it's a great use of the facility, and anything that adds to the revenue at Circuit of the Americas is fine in my book.
Yep. Finally, we got somebody with a daily driver on the show. That's good. We'll have to have more like Sammy on to keep that...
We've been asking that question since we asked Alexander Rossi in 2012.
Because we couldn't believe it, could we?
I know. It's like, what? A Silverado? And we've been asking it.
Yeah.
And over the years, there's been some pretty good answers. But for the most part.
Let's see. Colin Daly blowing five motors in his Subaru.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for the most part, guys, if you think about it, most of these guys, they're associated with a manufacturer.
Yeah.
So they can't say what they really want to say. Or they just drive something boring. It's like, come on. They go, no, I saved my racing for the track. I'm like, yes, I guess that's a...
What was it that Alexander said he's driving now? It's like, not a Nissan Cube, but I want to say it was a little boxy nothing car.
Yeah. All right, guys, we got to wrap it up. I do want to talk about something else I mentioned, is that all the different places to listen to Speed City... iTunes is one of the best ones, and speedcitybroadcast.com, all of our content gets put up there, our YouTube channel, our SoundCloud, but all those, we put things up there. But Les, you got one more thing?
Hey, want to just let you know, turn on the TV, turn off the radio, go check out Sammy Hagar with his Rock and Roll Road Show. It starts in just a minute.
Yeah, it does, 8 o'clock.
All right, talk to you next week.
Access TV. Ciao, y'all.
Ciao, y'all.
If every talk radio program were the same, what would be the point? The Michael Berry Show is a little bit different. We're going to talk about politics, but we'll also talk about how great it is to live in Texas. Weekdays 5 to 7 on Talk 1370. It's the Michael Berry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.